at the door.
All right, we're at 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My portion of the program in Washington today at the scene. We're actually right across the street. We, when I say we, it's a collective of talkers, the so-called now famous or infamous Radio Rose, where during the course of the program you hear other hosts in the background doing their thing. It's not, maybe for the purpose of discussion, Jennifer, it makes for ambiance and interest here to try to, what's that guy saying in the back? What is that? What's all that? But I think you can hear me loudly enough, or shall I make it louder?
I can make myself louder.
All right. So anyway, that's one of the things we'll talk about as we overview what's going on later on in this hour. As a matter of fact, we'll have Ron Pollock on with us from Families USA. They want to be heard and are one of the sponsoring groups for this conversation today. You'll hear a lot of radio programs. I think 30 or 40 different programs that'll start from here over the next couple of days. The arguments are going to be held for the next 3 days here as to the constitutionality, basically, of making you pay for something like this. That's really the crux of the issue. All the other things that come out about health care and Obamacare and Romney care and this care and that care and who wins and who loses are not really part of the argument. The argument here is basically whether or not you can be required by the government to buy something. And if you can be required by this, you've heard a lot of people ask the question, okay, so then the government can require you to buy a toothbrush. They can require you to buy a car. They
deodorant.
Can require you to buy, yeah, buy deodorant, whatever, anything. And I think that is the crux of this. And yet there are some people who say you really can't decide this until 2014, till after the first person has actually paid for his or her own insurance and the requirement of that. It's one of the arguments is redistribution of wealth. That may be part of this. It'll be part of the ancillary discussion for sure on lots of radio programs today. So that's what the tone is of a lot of the things that you can hear if you listen through the course of the morning. If you're here and there, your radio station may not carry the whole thing. You can listen to the discussions at DougSteffen.com, and perhaps Richie will put a few of the highlights up in our special highlight box as well. So that's, from my perspective, perhaps the biggest deal of the day or the next couple of days in terms of public policy and discussion. Most of you know that Rick Santorum won and people describe it as a decisive victory. It is, I guess, in the sense that when you look at the numbers, he got 49% of the vote in Louisiana on Saturday. Romney got 27%. Gingrich was third with 16%. Ron Paul got fourth. Romney's still way out in front, though, with 568 delegates assigned to him. 261 is the number for Santorum. What's bothering me more about this than anything else is the fodder that they're giving to Obama when the election campaigning is over for the primaries and the decision is made who's going to run for on the Republican side for president. So what kind of fodder? And you listen to some of the stuff that Santorum has come up with, especially over the weekend. It's really pretty disgusting, actually. I don't know whether, Jennifer, you followed it and you have
I saw him saying something like Romney was the worst or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
And I've also heard, and I think he backed off from it, he said that if he did lose, he'd vote for Obama over Mitt Romney.
Yeah, right.
But I think he backed away from that.
Yeah, that's a good soundbite.
I know, isn't it?
No.
I mean, these little things that he's saying are just perfect for the little clip and play media. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the essence of what he may have said is there isn't much difference between Obama and Romney, so why don't you just might as well keep Obama? And that's going to be a soundbite and a half. It's that kind of stuff.
I would rather hear him say that, though, than I would never vote for him. I don't know. It just feels very divisive.
I'd rather have him man up. And instead of talking about personalities, either or both of them or all of them talk about the issues, which they aren't doing. They sound like a bunch of namby-pamby babies to me.
I was excited to pay $4.33 for gas. How ridiculous is
that? That's the question, and that's the issue, and that's what people should be talking about. That and perhaps as a cultural thing, what is going on in our country that a movie like The Hunger Games makes $155 million.
This is a disgusting,
horrible retreat from somebody's reality. I nosed around with the books enough this weekend to get the gist of what this was about. I talked to my daughter, who was disgusted upon going.
Did she like the book?
I think she was intrigued by the book. The books, three books.
Yeah, it's a trilogy.
Yeah, she was intrigued by the storyline. But when she went to the movie, Jennifer, over the weekend, she said to me yesterday, Dad, there were kids in the theater who were cheering mm-hmm. when various members of this group that were being hunted were killed. And, you know, you start thinking about that and what its ramifications are and sensitivities yeah. about people and life. And then what is there?
It's 24 kids all pitted against each other. And some of them have morals, and some of them are into it, and some of them enjoy the killing. And good I had God. The same experience that your daughter did, where I was just sitting there, and I actually started to cry.
Yeah.
Because in the theater around me, the kids were all into it. And then my cousin, who's 12, had read the books, was so excited to see the movie. She saw it twice on Friday.
12-year-old?
Yeah.
This and
saw it God. Twice on Friday, and then came from Sacramento to spend some time with her grandmother. And her grandmother and I took her to see this movie because she wanted to see it a third time over the weekend. And after it ended, my cousin, her grandmother, and I are sitting there going, oh, my. I mean, it like takes it out of you. I mean, you have nothing left when this movie's over. And she's seen it three times and wants to see it again. It's like,
What do we develop? What kind of of robotic automatons who are thoughtless and aimless? This is a movie for aimless minds, it would seem. At least
but it's all the kids. I mean, that's what's scary.
What
I think
is
that's
that?
What gets me about it.
That's what Megan said. The kids would cheer
yeah.
when another human being was killed by one of these kids.
They think it's great. And, you know, my cousin's very smart, on the honor roll, in advanced, you know, advanced classes in her junior high. And
it's obscene.
Yeah. It's bizarre. And everything in this book, it's just a celebration of everything that's negative about humanity, about greed, about manipulation, about...
Well, maybe there's a point to that. Maybe it needs to be pointed. That,
yeah,
that
but
kind
in
of
that
be
way...
Pointed out, but in this way, you'd wonder.
Oh,
yeah. 800-510-8255. Thoughts about this? Purely good, Doug. Apparently, or it appears. See, I get paid by the words. Sometimes I put them together to save money.
Say a couple, yeah.
Yeah, right. Put a couple of them together just for the heck of it. Miley Cyrus and Tori Spelling are in the news. We'll see what Jennifer has dug up on them. 14 past the hour on Monday's Good Day program.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
The instant that we get an idea about what the big deal is of the day, it sort of changes. As I think about what's going on here in Washington, because I'm here, that does seem to be number one. But I got to tell you something, Jennifer.
Yes.
I think Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the issues of the day. This Trayvon Martin thing is getting a head of steam up with me as I think about or look around and try to understand more about this. And I'm trying to figure out why Zimmerman's not in jail yet. There were actually a couple of witnesses that were interviewed, and the interview aired yesterday. The witnesses said that Zimmerman didn't do anything to help this kid after he was shot. The lady's
Duh,
name
is... because he shot him to kill him. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Well, I mean, under the circumstances, here's Zimmerman's lawyer who said that his client had been reacting in self-defense. So where's the proof of that? Zimmerman has a broken nose, apparently a gash to the back of his head that he suffered in the scuffle with this guy.
And his girlfriend was on the phone with him listening to him run, and I think said that she heard him get into the altercation with the guy, and I guess that's when the phone dropped because they started beating each other up. Isn't that what we think happened?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seems hard, but you can hear, we can't say it on the air, but CNN did play...
A very bad slur, yes.
Yeah, what is an obvious, when you listen to it carefully, a very bad slur from this guy, Zimmerman. Is that a reason for him, or is that enough for you to in a conjectural state, figure that the guy killed him because he didn't like black people?
In my mind, sadly, yes.
Yeah, I think if you look at this guy, and then you can criticize me if you want to for saying, oh, what do you mean, looking at him? How can you tell somebody? You can tell a lot by looking at somebody. Body language, demeanor. We all know people, goons, who are like this guy. We do. We all have seen him.
He's more than that. He's
dangerous.
A sick guy.
Yeah.
And he's been in trouble before for violent, domestic violence kind of thing.
Angry, nasty. He's looking for a power base, so he wanders around. And I again wonder, and this is not aimed, it gets dangerous when you go down these streets like this, literally and figuratively, to make a generalization. But there are a lot of people, we all know them, who love, love, love to have guns. And these people are police wannabes.
It's not the guns that kill people, though. It's the people.
Yeah,
you know?
But why has he got a gun?
Why was he on patrol for Neighborhood Watch? I mean, the Neighborhood Watch in my area, we all have little stickers. We have little meetings.
Yeah.
But
right.
Nobody's out patrolling with the gun. I mean, you're supposed to watch out for people. I thought that's all it was, and call in the people that can actually protect you, like the police.
What are your friends saying about this, Jennifer?
Oh, everybody's outraged about this. There's not one person I know that has stuck up for this George.
I think the two big outrages of the weekend were the Hunger Games and the theory behind it, and also this the continuing aftermath of this shooting. 800-510-8255, the Good Day program, airing at the moment in Wheeling, West Virginia, on Howard Monroe Station. Hello, Howard Monroe.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Well, Mitt Romney got a big endorsement this week. The bad news, it was from Etch-a-Sketch. Okay, but that's... And Jeb Bush has come out and endorsed Mitt Romney. He said it was the hardest decision he's had to make since endorsing his brother, George W. Yeah, that was Actually, despite Mitt Romney's 14-point lead nationwide, Rick Santorum is projected to win Louisiana's primary tomorrow. Even worse than it, look at this. The Saints have put a bounty out on
him. This is interesting. A new study found that a growing number of parents regret the name they gave their baby. They actually have a name for those parents. Celebrity.
Gravel. Go play with sport.
Sport. Get over it by gravel. Yeah.
We talked about that last week, Jen.
We did, yeah.
With all the different names that have come up of late, new names.
Pigeon Thin Muffin was my favorite by
right.
The Zappas.
Yeah. 24 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the vantage point here across the street from the Supreme Court building, which is where these arguments are going to be. This is probably the first time since George Bush got elected by the Supreme Court and not by the public that the Supreme Court has been in this much focus. And I mean that. What happened in 2000 was disgusting. And what happened, I think you could make an argument, though, Jennifer, that what happened a couple of years ago with the ruling on how much money can go into campaigns and where it can come from, and basically it was Citizens United and whether or not companies are people and, that crock.
Companies are people, too, yeah. Doug.
So coming into town last night, over the last week, I've been driving across the country, left Los Angeles a week ago Sunday.
Now, so, you're not hauling anything anymore, though, right?
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yeah.
Okay, hauling. All right.
So I'm in this budget rental truck. It's loaded up with, Tony's stuff I left at her brother's on Saturday, and then went down to Atlanta and loaded up some stuff for a woman who's come to work for me and on the farm. And she used to live in Atlanta, so I went to the public storage place and loaded up the truck with her things
nice
to bring them back.
You.
So, we're hustling along. Richie and I met last night for dinner, and then I came into town to park this vehicle. I'm supposed to park it over in the bus terminal because it takes up so much space. I got to get it, off the road here in Washington. So I took a wrong turn.
Uh-oh.
And in taking the wrong turn, I went onto a street that we're not supposed to drive trucks on. And I wasn't on the street 10 feet before lights, sirens, all this stuff. So I get
pretty
pulled.
Sure those Secret Service people are a little upset by trucks.
I was only like a block from the White House, and I didn't even know. At that point, I didn't know where I was. I'd gotten off on E Street from Route 66 and then made a right to go down because I kind of was following my nose. I needed to get down to Constitution so I could get over to Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they pull me over, and there's two cruisers and four or five police officers, and the gentleman comes over to the truck and says, hi, I'm Mel somebody or other from the Secret Service. I say, okay, what's the story? Hey, do you know why you've been stopped? I said, I haven't the slightest idea. Well, you came down a street. You're not supposed to be on this street with a truck. I said, well, how would I know that? He said, well, there was a sign about four blocks back. And you know how those signs are. The signs are a foot by 2 feet. At night, you can't see them. And I'm looking for where I'm going. I mean, I understand they want to keep the trucks away from the White House. That's, I guess, seems
that's
to make
the dub,
a certain
it?
Amount
okay.
of sense.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he goes through the truck. I open up the back of the truck, goes through all of the belongings and all the boxes and all of the furniture and stuff that's in there. Then he goes through the car that I'm towing behind me, and it's got all my radio
stuff. Wow, so he went through everything.
Yeah, he didn't believe that I was a radio guy. Yeah, you're in town, come on. So he saw my radio. Why is a radio guy
sometimes
driving around?
Sometimes I don't believe either. No.
His question is, yeah, I can see the look on his face. Why is a radio guy that's coming to do a broadcast
driving
this old, by the way, a budget is the worst. That's a whole different story. This truck is a piece of garbage. And I called him yesterday and told him they should be ashamed of themselves for having given me this thing. Anyway, so that's it. But I obviously got free, and here I am at 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you've never heard of something called DVT, you'd better listen up. DVT stands for deep vein thrombosis, or blood clots that usually form in the leg. This is a concern to travelers who remain seated for more than 4 hours on planes, cars, even buses. The risks go up if you're 65 or older, use hormonal birth control, or are obese or pregnant. But the biggest worry is if the clot breaks loose and enters your lungs or heart. And the scary thing is that symptoms can vary from swollen legs to tenderness to nothing at all. The best thing you can do is actually quite simple. Get out of your seat. That means walking up and down the aisles at least once during the flight and avoid crossing your legs. Stay hydrated, which means avoid caffeine and alcohol. A company called Rejuva Health makes compression stockings that are actually attractive. Want more information? There are resources out there like the Coalition to Prevent Deep Vein Thrombosis and the National Blood Clot Alliance. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update. After 18 years with Ramirez Industries, Mike Ramirez will be leaving and relocating to a university this fall.
His father and Chief Life Officer had this to say.
Study hard, son.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and New York. Lincoln Life and Annuity Company.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
It's about 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For those of you who are just joining us, I'm here in Washington today doing the program. Today and tomorrow we'll have a number of people involved in the hearings before the Supreme Court, the issue itself, what comes out of all this. As we all know, Obamacare has been very controversial. Some of the polls suggest it's almost a 50-50 as to what people think about whether it's good or bad. But a lot of people don't understand what the nuance is here. So as part of this conversation with the various people that will be here over the course of the day today, and if you don't hear them all as we are on the air live, certainly you're invited to go to DougSteffen.com and go through the hours one by one. Help yourself to a lot of the information that may be there. From Families USA, Ron Pollack, who's the founding executive director of this group, it's an organization that benefits those who have not had health care consumers in general. Essence of Ron's career working in various, from what I see, Ron, welcome back. I know you've been here before, and we've talked about a lot of these issues before. I think I first came across you when you were working on the Patients' Bill of Rights during the Clinton years. Would that have been right?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago. I was appointed by President Clinton as the consumer representative to help us craft the Patients' Bill of Rights. And while we didn't get it passed at the federal level, it was passed by numerous states.
All right. So what does that, just before we sort of dig into the event here in Washington this week, what did that do? What did it change, and how has it affected people? Certainly, there is a different slant on reality with Obamacare. It supposedly allows everybody into the game. What did the Patients' Bill of Rights do?
Well, the Patients' Bill of Rights was designed to make sure that when patients encounter problems with their insurance companies, that they would have recourse, that they wouldn't just be prey to the practices of the insurance company, so they would have the right to hearings when they were denied certain forms of care. So it put the patient in a more equal position with insurance companies.
All right, so let's fast forward to the passage. I just want to do a little background here before we talk about what the issues are, if you don't mind,
sure.
Before we get the 3 days of hearings today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And I want you, from your perspective, to kind of help people listening understand what it is that's at stake here, again, from the point of view of Families USA. One of the things you just talked about with regard to insurance coverage, we all kind of know or think, most of us anyway, that unless you work for an insurance company, you think they're the bad guys. And in fact, you know, a lot of people's experiences, they are, because their job isn't to insure you. Their job is to make money. And, you know, that's the American way. One of the things that happened during the course of the writing of the bill, a lot of criticism as to who actually was heard in the writing of the so-called Obamacare bill. Billy Towson, who is a lobbyist for the insurance company, former member of Congress, was reportedly very involved in the crafting of this. As a matter of fact, some people called it not really a health care bill, but an insurance reform act. How do you react to that?
Well, first of all, Billy Townsend, actually, at the time of the Affordable Care Act, didn't work for the insurance industry, worked for the pharmaceutical industry. But I will tell you that I think the Affordable Care Act is going to be a real boon for consumers because it provides significant help for consumers that they haven't had before. For example, let's talk about some of the things that are already in effect. Children, if they have a pre-existing health condition, like asthma or diabetes, they've been turned down from insurance due to that pre-existing condition. That can no longer happen. Young adults who couldn't get insurance before, now they can get insurance through their parents' policy, and there are more than 2.5 million young adults who are now getting coverage that they didn't have before. Seniors are getting preventive care services for free, no deductibles, no co-payments. Seniors with high drug bills are getting significant help. They fall in right now into this big gap called the donut hole, which the huge gap in coverage of thousands of dollars. They're now getting those costs reduced through 50% rebates, and ultimately that gap in coverage will be closed. Insurance companies can no longer cut you off when you get sick or have an accident. Insurance companies can no longer say, we're going to stop making payments to you because you have a lifetime cap in what we pay out. So these changes are very helpful, and some of the changes that go into effect in 2014 are even more helpful because they provide tax credit subsidies for middle-class families who otherwise could not afford health care coverage. So I think, all in all, when this legislation is fully implemented, I think the public's going to feel very satisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a big step in the right direction.
Ron Pollack is on the Good Day program, founding executive director of Families USA, and we're talking about the arguments for the Supreme Court, which is the building across the street from where I am right now. There are people, when I got out of the cab, Ron, at 4:30 this morning, there were people out front. There are a lot of police around, as you might expect, and there are people protesting. Apparently all weekend long there have been folks here who have been protesting one side and or the other. Not necessarily that influences what goes on inside the building, but it is interesting to see how passionate people are about this. I Googled from procon.org. I asked the question, is preventative care covered? Because with me, I believe that prevention and education are the most important things in addition to having a yearly health checkup and coverage for those who have existing problems. For me, those were the issues. Those were the number one things that needed to be addressed here. But when I push that stuff aside, my feelings about who pays, and that's really what, in a sense, this is all about. Not necessarily who pays, but whether you're required. Isn't that really the issue here? Isn't that the question, the constitutional side of this that will be decided after these arguments this week? Isn't it about whether people can be required to buy this coverage for themselves?
Yeah, that's going to be the most controversial issue that the court picks up. But I want to give you the story of the lead plaintiff in this case, and you'll see why actually this individual responsibility provision is so important. The lead plaintiff is a woman named Mary Brown, and Mary and her husband decided, we don't want insurance. We'll pay for our own health care, so we're not going to get insurance. Well, lo and behold, her husband had major health care problems, and the family had some economic problems with their small business. And her husband had bills in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi for his health care, and he couldn't pay for them. And they declared bankruptcy. So when they declared, which they're entitled to do, but it means that those bills didn't get paid, and ultimately they get passed on either to government, which we pay through taxes, or to us who have health insurance. And by the way, the average premium increase just to pay for the uncompensated health costs of the uninsured is over $1,000 a year. So The purpose of this individual responsibility provision is to make sure that when people get care, they take the responsibility to pay for that care, as opposed to passing it on to everybody else. And that really requires insurance, because you never know when you're going to need major health care. It's unpredictable.
Well, okay, so that is something that some people may not have heard before about all of this. It still seems to be against the grain. Your argument is a good one. It makes sense. But it, in terms of how we view freedom, you do have the freedom in our country to be stupid. You have the freedom to make bad choices. You have the freedom to listen to people on the radio or not that are jerks. I mean, all of this stuff is part of choices. And that seems to me a part of an educational process of having people learn the right way to do things rather than tell them you must do this. Because the argument, as you've heard, I'm sure, from many people on the other side is, if we require people to buy this, then what's to keep the government from requiring people to buy computers or to buy cars or to buy whatever? And I think that's an interesting argument, don't you?
Well, it's an interesting argument, but here's the problem with that argument. People have the right to be stupid. People have the right to be irresponsible, as you said. But they shouldn't have the right to have everybody else pay for that. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about. When somebody has a major accident or an illness, they're going to get cared for at a hospital. That's the requirement under federal law. When they get that care, if they don't have insurance, all the rest of us wind up paying for it.
Right.
So
we've been doing that for years. We've been doing it for years now, and we don't like it. You do see how this thing is, how it plays out. But the other side of it is, you know, some people who are against it say this sort of, this encourages people, let's say those who are illegally in our country, getting the kind of care that they've been able to get care, you know, access to care through emergency room treatments and that sort of thing. It rubs again those who wonder who's actually paying for it. We're paying for it through taxation. Some people don't pay taxes, so in essence, they're getting free care.
Right. Well, the problem is when somebody gets care and they can't pay for it, like Mrs. Brown's situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us wind up paying for it because the hospital has to recoup its costs, otherwise it'll go out of business. And it charges all of us with insurance a surcharge, which ultimately gets reflected in higher premiums.
We're
in effect saying that people should take care of their own situation rather than passing it on to everybody else.
And what about the status of doctors and the healthcare in general? A lot of private physicians are going out of business because they can't put up with government regulations and other things that have changed the landscape for doctors and private clinics. How do you see that being affected by this?
Well, I think that doctors and hospitals and pharmaceutical companies actually will be better off because there are going to be more people who have health insurance.
But the government tells you what you can get paid for rather than be able to pay. I know a guy who's a clinician in Florida who's got a big heart clinic and has done over the years great service to people on his own. He chose who he was going to take care of and who he wasn't going to take care of in terms of those who needed it. He was very generous. But yet he made a profit. Now with government it is a subsidy, with government changing what they're going to pay for Medicare.
No, see, most people have coverage in the private sector, private insurance. Most people have their coverage through employers, or they purchase coverage on their own. The government is not going to tell doctors or hospitals how much they get paid through private insurance. That's a decision made by insurance companies.
Unless you're on Medicare.
On Medicare and Medicaid, the government wants to make sure that it's spending taxpayer dollars wisely. Hmm. And so, yes, they do place some rules with respect to how different providers get paid for it.
Good to have you here, Ron. Thank you. Ron Pollack, who's the founding executive director of Families USA, certainly very visible in the health care debate, the discussion, and the arguments before the Supreme Court, a large part of what we're talking about today and tomorrow here on Good Day. It's 14 before the hour. Here's something else for you to think about. Those of you who are in business, we have a lot of folks who follow this program because they know I'm a small business person, so they find my stories from time to time to be of interest. Would you say, Jennifer, that was accurate? Some of my stories are fairly
interesting. Some of them are. Yeah, some of them are interesting.
My story is about the travails of being in business. This is just another business. All kinds of people. You, many of you listening, have your own businesses. So as you go to work at 6:46 on the East Coast or 5:46 in the Midwest or 4:46 in the Rocky Mountain States or even where Jennifer is, 3:46, people are on their way to work. They need to get focused on the real issue of how they grow their business, how they even some, how do you survive? One of the ways that you do is not to waste your time. And one of the biggest time wasters, especially in businesses that have to do a lot of communication, you send a lot of things, documents, you send things that are necessary in the normal course of the day's work. So one of the things that we've noted here is the amount of time that people like you are spending at the post office. It's ridiculous. It's so foolish to wait in line, go to the post office. What are you going to do that for when you could go to stamps.com online? Stamps.com online. So convenient. You buy, you print, you use on your own computer and printer the U.S. postage that you'd paid for if you were standing in line. So you don't have to stand in line. You don't pay any more. You don't have to have a postage meter. There is nothing bad in this idea. It's all good. And with stamps.com, you get a special deal. Those of you who are listening who don't want to waste any time, why don't you take advantage of the fact you have a moment right now. You're going to go online to stamps.com, and if you put into the radio microphone at the top of the homepage the word Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug, you'll get a no-risk trial offer from stamps.com. You'll get $110 in bonuses like a digital scale that's free. All you have to do is use my name, Doug, go to stamps.com, stop wasting your time, put a focus on your business, which needs to be there, and that is you go out and find new business ideas, new customers, that kind of stuff. Don't be wasting your time by going to the post office or sending workers to the post office. It's silly. Stamps.com, the radio microphone on the top of the homepage, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, save a lot of money and get started now.
All right, sir, your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see, 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
You say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
She knows a hollow from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Mitch McFadden has joined us. He often helps in the discussion of our focus here, the technology changes that are taking place every day.
Because I'm a regular Bill Gates.
Yeah, you are. You're a regular genius.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm in Washington. We ought to pay attention to Shelley Palmer, who is focused here on Senator Schumer and Senator Blumenthal's bill, which calls on the Department of Justice to investigate reports that employers are asking job applicants for Facebook passwords. I think it ought to be investigated. Let's see how Shelley Palmer follows up on this in a moment here on Good Day.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal are calling on the Department of Justice and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to investigate reports that employers are asking job applicants for Facebook and other social media passwords during job interviews. This begs for the question, why would a potential employer feel the need to ask for your Facebook password in the first place? The answer is simple. Facebook allows you to restrict access to your profile to just your friends or even a totally private group. So unless you grant access or give a potential employer your password, the potential employer will have no way of seeing your private information. And this begs for another question. What is private information in the 21st century? If you publish your pictures, writings, or opinions on a social media site, isn't it already there for the whole world to see? Obviously, these are growing pains as we transition into the information age. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The administration has proposed raising taxes on the oil and natural gas industry as part of the plan to help ease what you pay for gasoline. Brian Osich has more from the industry that says higher taxes will just mean higher prices for you at the pump.
With demand at the pump increasing, many Americans are looking for some relief. But the American Petroleum Institute's Brian Johnson says the Obama administration's plan to increase taxes on the oil and gas industry is not the right solution.
Increasing the cost of producing energy at a time of high gas prices doesn't make any sense at all. We need to increase domestic production, not taxes. More supply into the marketplace will actually put a downward pressure on gasoline prices. More taxes are going to cost jobs and hurt the economy. In fact, the Congressional Research Service says the president's tax proposals could make filling up your tank more expensive.
Johnson adds President Obama wants less dependence on foreign oil, but his measure could do the opposite.
Increasing taxes hurts the oil and natural gas industry's ability to invest in new technology and domestic energy sources. This could mean less American-made energy at a time when we need it the most. If the president is really serious about an all-of-the-above energy policy, he shouldn't punish our industry with higher taxes. He should allow us to get to work.
For more, log on to gasprisesexplained.org. That's Newsbreak from the API.
The tax man cometh, tax day around the corner. Are you getting the most out of your deductions? Brian Osich gives you some hints on that.
Tax day is almost here, but it's not too late to save on your 2011 taxes. You can still contribute to your health savings account up until the April 17th deadline. Families with HSAs can save over $6,000 and individuals over $3,000. Mark Baker of United Healthcare's Golden Rule Insurance Company explains.
HSAs offer consumers triple tax advantages. Money deposited into the account is tax deductible, savings earn interest tax deferred, and withdrawals for qualified medical expenses are tax free.
Baker also says since HSA qualified health insurance plans typically cost less than more traditional health plans, you can save on both your health insurance premiums and your taxes.
And there's no use it or lose it with an HSA. Your savings continue to build up over the years and will be there for you when you need them.
To see if an HSA plan can help your family save on health care and taxes, visit HSACenter.com. That's HSACenter.com. That's Healthcare Now from United Healthcare.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.